In the span of a couple of weeks, life on the campus of Pacific Lutheran University in Parkland has changed dramatically. Classes shifted online. Students could no longer eat together in the dining hall. Ricky Haneda is from Japan. He's 20 years old and in his second year at PLU. He used his phone last Thursday to record himself picking up dinner.
Can I get two chicken breasts, please?
Haneda says the dining hall has been a lot more empty, and the process for getting a salad has changed. He writes down his order instead of loading up his own plate.
I'm thinking I want some chicken, some tomato, parmesan, cucumbers, and some lettuce. Write my name.
Now the university is on spring break, and Haneda headed to Costco with a friend to stock up on provisions. The state's effort to control the pandemic has rearranged his campus life, the American college experience that drew Haneda here from Tokyo.
I'll go to classes in my room, and then I'll go grab food and come back and eat in my room, and then I'll do homework in my room. And then the gym is closed across the entire state, too, so I work out in my room. So it's a lot of time in the room.
Haneda is planning to stick around for now because it would be very expensive to change his flight back to Japan.
Part of me wants to go home because, you know, there's a lot of people that are leaving and things like that around here, and there's not a whole lot to do, and I don't have a car, so I feel very trapped.
All across the region, university administrators are trying to look out for students who remain on campus. Joanna Royce Davis is vice president for student life at PLU. She says the number of students still living in the dorms changes day by day, but the university is reaching out to make sure they feel connected.
Students continue to be aware of the mental health resources available to them, and we are layered up in that regard. Our on-campus counselors have moved to remote counseling, and they continue to be available to students.
All students, but especially ones who are thousands of miles from home, face a lot of uncertainty right now.
I want you to stress out.
Laura Spataro is 22 years old and a junior at the University of Idaho in Moscow, just across the Washington border. She's from a town in northern Italy, close to the part of the country that's been devastated by the virus. These days, she's been in touch with her family a lot.
Now is every day I call them, either my sister or my parents, or both sometimes, even like multiple times a day. I mean, they have so much time now anyways, and I have a lot of time too, so that helps.
The University of Idaho has shifted to online classes and urged students not to return to campus after spring break. Spataro plays on the tennis team, and her season's been canceled. Now she says she's heading back to Italy this Friday. Back at PLU, Christine McKinney is a senior from Norway. Her parents were planning to come for her graduation ceremony, but now Norway has restricted international travel, and she's not sure if the ceremony will happen.
It's kind of sad, you know, when you've been working 4 years and you've been working really hard towards that end goal of walking with your cap and gown and kind of waving to your parents. Seeing how proud they are. So now they're just telling me, you know, just get the cap and gown, take pictures, pretend. We need something.
For McKinney and other international students who ventured far from home to study, the coronavirus outbreak has made the distance from family feel particularly big. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.